Tiger!
The last question time of the week, and National accuses the Greens of paternalistic colonialism. Labour and National accuse each other of xenophobia and hypocrisy, and both parties lose an MP to the sin bin, one going voluntarily while the Speaker took the relatively rare action of ejecting a minister from the government's front bench. Dealing first with the accusation of paternalistic colonialism, that came from the Minister of Immigration, Michael Woodhouse, after the Greens spokeswoman on immigration and Pacific peoples, Denise Roche, asked him if the government had a plan to allow people displaced by climate change to relocate to New Zealand.
Minister, what do you say to our Pacific neighbours whose homes are literally drowning? Do you think it's adequate to say that we don't need to do it now?
The Honourable Michael Woodhouse.
Well, Mr Speaker, I certainly wouldn't be giving that sort of paternalistic colonialist white person's guilt response to it. I am not going to apologise for this country's response now, and I'm confident that future governments will appropriately respond in the future.
Order.
Moving on now to xenophobia and hypocrisy, which cropped up in questions about the government's decision to block a Chinese bid to buy Lochinvar Station, addressed to Finance Minister Bill English by his Labour shadow, Grant Robertson.
Does he agree with Stephen Joyce's statement that opposition to the sale of Lochinvar Station is, quote, xenophobia?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, if he was making that statement about Labour Party opposition, then it certainly would be xenophobic, because they oppose anyone with a Chinese name buying anything in New Zealand. What else could he call it?
Supplementary question, Mr Speaker.
Supplementary question, Grant Robertson.
Does he stand by John Key's statement, quote, we as a government try to be both predictable and consistent, and I think that is really important when it comes to foreign investors, end quote. And how does he think accusing anyone who opposes the sale of xenophobia might be inconsistent and hypocritical rather than consistent and predictable?
Order. Very long question. The Honourable Bill English.
No, Mr Speaker, I don't believe the Prime Minister is hypocritical. I believe that a party who pretends that it stands for diversity and welcoming of migrants and then says if you've got a Chinese name, you're not allowed to buy property, that might meet the criteria the member referred to.
And Labour's Dunedin North MP David Clark chose to leave the chamber rather than apologise for his interjection during an attack on his deputy leader Annette King by Health Minister Jonathan Coleman, who then drew attention to his absence.
It's just a pity Mr Clark couldn't stay in the House to
order,
ask a question
order,
on an issue.
Order. Member does not need to go there if he wants to remain to answer a supplementary question.
But the Minister wasn't listening.
And I'd be delighted to brief Mr David Clark of Dunedin North on this issue, seeing he's missing this very
order,
important update
order,
here in the House.
Order. Order. I am going to ask the Minister to leave the House. I warned him earlier. He knows full well, order, that it's against standing orders to refer to a member who is not in this House. The Minister has now finished his questions. He can leave the chamber.
But it wasn't all argy-bargy. Here's Rhys Lyon.
An extended hours morning sitting, technically a continuation of Wednesday's sitting day, saw debate on four government notices of motion, including the appointment of former Family Court Judge Peter Boshier as Ombudsman, a move announced by Government Minister Joe Goodhue, who sought to explain the role of the Ombudsman's office.
It is an organisation that is able to conduct, free of charge, examinations into all manner of requests from the public that relate to the activities of governance in this country. It is also the organisation that has the greatest influence on the application of the Official Information Act.
Speaking on the appointment, Labour's Trevor Mallard took exception to that last point from Joe Goodhue.
And that is whether it's the Office of the Ombudsman who has the most influence over the workings of the Official Information Act. That's just not correct. It is the leadership of the government which is most important in that. And I think that that's something that would be good for the new Ombudsman both this government and the next government to reflect on.
Mr Mallard did, however, support the appointment of Peter Boshier to the role.
He is currently a Law Commissioner. He's widely respected in the Pacific and has done work there. And I'm sure that he is very, very suitable to do this job.
Other appointments debated under extended hours included that of Greg Sholem as the Deputy Controller and Auditor General, Diane Macaskill and Simon Murdoch as members of the Independent Police Conduct Authority, and the reappointment of Dame Linda Holloway as the chair of the Abortion Supervisory Committee, along with the reappointment of Dr. Tangimoana Habib and appointment of Caroline McIlraith as members of that committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.